Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. And don't try to check your PayPal account 2 minutes before the show because it knocks out your computer and everybody else's. But this is the Symbols of Power for Black People Part 2 because we messed up yesterday. Kendrick was taking a nap. That's why he didn't call in the show. Lord knows we had trouble. But we're going to try to wrap it up because he's here today, and Jesse may be calling in today. And we just kind of raggedy today because we done lost about 5 or 6 minutes on the show. But we're going to make it straight. We're going to make it clear. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. I love black people. I love myself. I love my parents. And I do what I do because I love black people. And I'm not going to live the rest of my life looking at us getting more raggedy by the day. Long as we're looking good, smelling good, and riding good, we think we good. So when I say the symbols of power in black America is basically as long as we have the bullshit that the white people have, we feel as good as they do. So we not. We look in our communities, and it all started at the McDonald's. Everybody got a Mercedes. Everybody got a Beamer. Everybody got a Range Rover. Driving through the drive-thru of McDonald's in Crack Central. And again, I know enough about neighborhoods to know that the people of the local neighborhood usually use the local stuff. So you telling me all those people are basically rich in a poor neighborhood because they're driving cars, symbols of power, symbols of being rich, and they broke as fuck. On the inside, crackheads. On the outside, wannabes, trying to look good, but really not. And so my goal and what we try to do and what we're trying to do is say, look, black people, unless we all do well, none of us do well. And it's almost as if it's 1954 and we got to fight for civil rights because I can't find, well, I found one in Mr. Kendrick Johnson, but I can't find five other black people that will stand with me and do us right for black America. So that's what this is all about. You know, as long as we have the stuff that makes us look rich, we feel rich. But we're not. Look at the statistics. You know, I know enough about a whole bunch of shit right now. You know, you drive through the city, South Central, I mean, huge signs talking about HIV tests and stuff. You know, I mean, you don't see that shit in the white neighborhood. And all of that stuff is subliminal. If you keep the neighborhood, if you have symbols of poverty throughout the neighborhood, the people in the neighborhood will keep a poverty mentality. If you put up pictures and symbols saying HIV, well, that's going to somehow it encourages you to do the activity that causes you to have that shit. And then that's the symbols that are in our community. While we driving around Mercedes and shit and the local bums, walking around doing circles in the Starbucks is barefoot, but don't nobody care. You know? I mean, even I have a Cadillac and I'm broke, but God gave me that shit. I was willing to take whatever I got. But somebody, some angel sold me a Cadillac. I don't feel like I'm special because I got one. I feel like I'm blessed and it's an old one. It ain't even a new one. But we got niggas in brand new ones parking them up in apartment complexes. Brand new ones parking them in front of the hood with graffiti all on the back of their house and shit. It's just that we God's people. And as God's people, we have an opportunity right now, in our country, right now, to stand up for black people, you know, and that's what we that's really what we should be doing. I feel like I'm failing my parents, you know, to go through the neighborhood that they value, they cherish, they raise their 11 kids, you know, and there's nothing but the names of the streets that represent the black people. Martin Luther King, Boulevard, I mean, that's always in the hood, like they trying to clown us. You never see that going through a nice neighborhood. Well, it represents black people. Well, why do hoods always have to represent black people? Because Martin Luther King Boulevard is always in the hood. You know what I'm saying? But as far as a proud American, a proud black person raised by proud black people, you know, I feel an obligation to come back to my neighborhood and to do something. Now that I've raised my kids, teach them the value of coming back to your neighborhood and making it better. There's so many things that can be done, in the name of black people in this neighborhood. I'm very close to renting the empty Quiznos behind this damn Starbucks if I can talk them into giving me a good price. But we can do our business and do our nonprofit and do the things that would make black people proud, make old black people proud. I know it would make my family proud, my mother and father, if they were still alive, to see something black in the neighborhood that they invested in, they raised their children in. Only thing you see black in this neighborhood are the people driving by and being consumers. You can't go into any black store, anything like that, really. You know, somebody bought me fish today, and I was like, well, were they black? She's like, girl, you know, ain't no black fish market. Why not? You know what I'm saying? And we just accept that old shit like it's supposed to be. So I want to bring honor to my community by making it more black, and not just in the way of consumerism. I want to have a black store. I want my daughter to have her J. Styles and Company, where people know that it's a black woman that owns this thing, and they come and get their makeup on and get their dress on and get their class on and learn some stuff. You know, I'll be so happy when I'm able to do that for my daughter in the neighborhood, where her mom walked around and collected bottles with Uncle Kevin as a little girl, to come back and make a statement that it is important to come back and give back to the community that basically raised you, and not just give it away because it's easy to do. So, let's see. So, our plan, me and Mr. Hendricks, our plan is to, we're going to write some letters to these black churches that doors are closed tight as drums Monday through Saturday, but open on Sunday. You know, it's just ridiculous. Everybody knows it. Everybody talks about it, but don't nobody do a damn thing about it. So, we're going to write a letter and say, well, what can we do to help you keep your doors open Monday through Saturday to help the needs and to cater to the needs of what I thought church was intended to do, to help and to bring up people, and especially in this community. You know, so first we're going to start by writing letters, and if we get blown off, then we're going to start a little picketing campaign where we just going to picket in front of the goddamn thing and draw some attention. So that's our plan. We need some volunteers to help us write the letters, help us make the phone calls, and we need some money to help us rent the facility. So I'm getting ready to go back into the Lions Den and see if Hendricks is ready to be clicked in. So, this is my hood. I had to tell this African, this is my hood, nigga. 50 years, nigga. This is my hood. Hold on. Here we go. We got crazy people. We got non-crazy people. I know this. There we go. He's feeling me. Here we go. Hold on one second. Are you there, my brother?
Yeah, we in the game.
Hey, what's happening? Mr. Hendrick Johnson, we at the start of the
bad?
Yo, what, you're bad? You're bad on what?
No, hey. I said, what's the haps? How you feel? I know I'm live and direct.
Hey, but hey. I'm good. We talking about the symbols of black power. We talking about the McDonald's with all the Mercedes and shit with
okay.
The crackheads on the inside, and our plan to go write some letters to the black churches, ask them what's up, and if they give us some shit-ass answer, we're going to show up on the street with some signs. So I just want you to share your passion as a young black man, which is, I'm so proud to be partnering up with you as a young black man that ain't scared and ain't too drugged out or too video gamed out. You know what I'm saying? You can stand up and represent your child, your community, and your family just like me. So what you want the people to hear and from you tonight, young man?
Well, you know what? You know, first of all, thanks for having me on. I'm honored to be a part of what you have going on, the diary. Is making, you know, strides and making things happen. So, you know, I got to pat you on the back for being a pillar of the community.
Thank you.
But, you know, the city is just, you know, we like in a time warp, and it's kind of like we on pause. You know, there's no activity. You know, all the generation that was real active and getting out there, we shall overcome, black fist, black power. Well, you know, them people are older or aging, and, you know, but the generation behind them and even my generation, there's just nobody that's willing to stand up and do anything. Everybody's just, you know, like you said, everybody want to have a big gold chain. Everybody want to put some gold in their mouth and put some ice on their wrist. But
yeah.
None of these cats don't own anything. You know, they
right.
renting. They staying with their baby mama, and they don't have anything to show for it. And that's just the problem. And it's funny that you said that about McDonald's, or you know what I like to call the office, better known as Starbucks. There's a lot of older cats in there, and they're trying to teach me something. And hey, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm pretty knowledgeable, but I sit there and listen. But a lot of times I get into it with these older cats because they don't have much to show for being 48 years old.
Right.
But being 48 years old, that's all they got is 48 years of nothing.
And trying to tell you what to do, and they ain't got shit to show for what they doing. And nor no legs to stand on anything that's righteous, just a bunch of bullshit. You know, speaking of telling me what the Quran say about some shit, I'm like, what does a nigga in America really know about the Quran? Come on now,
right.
Other than something somebody told them. I mean, come on now. So you're right, I hear them too, and I take my happy ass like we did today to the other side of the office because we don't want to hear that old ignorant shit that don't mean nothing and ain't taking nobody nowhere. And niggas still selling bean pies. Yeah, they can't afford to put, they still selling bean pies on the street. For what?
Yeah, but you know, that's the source of the problem. Cats don't have any follow-through. You know, they all, you know, using their mouthpiece. And then, you know, you look at the community, you know, it's impoverished. Like I stated before, we don't have 24-hour access to anything. The youngsters, they don't have anywhere to go. So they resort to crime, violence, and having sex. Then babies having babies. So the community churches, their doors are closed except for Sunday when it's time to take offering. You know,
and what
you know,
we ain't got is a shortage of police cars going down Crenshaw. You can time them motherfuckers like the bus.
That's
every hour.
They going to a 211 or they going to pick up somebody that just got popped from one of these youth that don't have nothing to do. That's the problem. They going to pick up somebody that one of these youth just popped because these kids, you know, exercise. These kids need to exercise their mind. They need to get that aggression out. You know, where the boxing gyms at? We don't, you know, there's another one. Where are the recreational centers at? You know, there's nowhere for these kids to go. So they go take out their aggression on each other. And hey, we're to blame. Because guess what? Michael Jackson, he ain't got all the money, but he did his part. Magic, Oprah, they did their part. Where the rest of the money at? That don't make any sense to me, and that's the source of the problem. There's a whole lot of holes to fix on this boat, but the ship been sinking.
Yep. And it's gotta start somewhere. You know, it's gotta start somewhere, and I mean, I'm trying to figure it out myself, but I think a good place to start is, you know, you call yourself, you know, black churches, and you let's start with them. You know, let's ask them. Let's just, like you said, let's just ask the question. What would it take for you to have your doors open to help the community 7 days a week instead of one? You know, I mean, how many, everybody, when I say that, when we mention that to people, they're like, yeah. I was thinking that, well, nigga. How long are you going to be thinking that? And not stepping up and doing something about that. That's why, I mean, you're going to get exactly what you expect. And if you ain't expecting shit out of black leadership, out of black churches, out of your mama, out of your children, you're going to get just what you expect, you know? So
Absolutely. You
and I, we going to do what, you know what we can do, when we can do it. And here come the crazy lady. She like me. She ain't really crazy.
Well, you know what?
You know who I'm talking about,
I mean,
right?
But back on those churches, they're nonprofit organization. There's over 2,600 churches in the city of Los Angeles. Probably more than that. I know there's
one
over
on every corner in every ghetto. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well, guess
there's
what?
There's one on every other corner next to the liquor store in every ghetto. So you probably got more than 600 in this community of South Central. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
you know
they're not doing their part. They're not doing enough.
And really though, I mean, that's why I don't even mess with none of them. How long is the Black Church is the oldest Black organization in America? When the Black Church freed the slaves, okay? All right. So
yeah.
How old is the Black Church? Okay.
Yeah.
So how long has them niggas had it too? So you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't know.
The kind
you
of shit I'm talking about. They've had
all
too long for us to be playing pity pat and shit.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
we need an organized game plan. We need some people to get up off their keisters, and we need the money. Casino
yep.
owner Sheldon Adelson donated $95 million of his own money to Mitt Romney and the
yes.
Republican candidates. Now,
there you go.
We got a casino owner donating $95 million to a fool that didn't even win the election. You telling me
right.
there's not money out there that people can
yep.
donate to a worthy cause?
Yeah, it is, and you know, and like you said, we need some people behind us. We need the people of South Central. Come on now, everybody know what we're talking about. So, and some people are within the sound of our voice. You know, it's you and me,
hey.
And I'll get another one. You get another one, and everybody that join us get one. And we simply
hey, you
won't
know
want to write a letter. You know what I'm saying?
And also, though, but this check this out. I mean, let's have a call to arms, man. You know, Black Panther Party is underground. Why are y'all
yeah.
underground? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why are you on the down low? Why come out the damn closet? What you underground for? You wasn't underground
yeah.
when we was protesting and marching and showing up with AK-47s. And why y'all underground? What y'all scared of now?
Yeah.
What y'all
right.
got? Y'all got back child support y'all got to pay? Y'all,
yeah.
Black Panther Party, come from under the damn ground.
Right, right. Do some shit. That's
come
what I'm
up
saying.
Where we can see you.
Everybody got the name and the status and the office and the 501c3 status and all that shit, but ain't where's the feet? Where are the foot soldiers? Where's the action? Where's the shit I could go? I mean, I raised 3 kids the past 25 years that I didn't find shit 25 years ago, you know, let alone today, you know? So,
hey,
yeah.
Most of these cats are sidetracked. I can tell you
yeah.
what my generation is. They sidetracked. They sidetracked on these plus sign. They high as a kite. They sidetracked chasing a woman and making more babies. They sidetracked on the video game, and they sidetracked in sin. The sad part is a lot of the brothers that know Christ. Well, a lot of the men they tend to just section themselves off. They don't want to be involved. They feel like they got a small slice of the pie. They're not really activists, and they just content with their DirecTV and they 52-inch TV. They content.
Yep. Okay, so that's your generation. Wait a minute. That's your generation, see? And my generation should fucking know better, because when Martin Luther King got his cap peeled back, he was talking about us, my generation, the little niggas that was just born in this early 60s and the late 60s. Where the fuck are we? We're the people that
right.
if he wouldn't have died, we wouldn't have all this fancy old shit. You know why? Because, nigga, you'd be somebody's maid. You understand? You
right.
wouldn't be. You wouldn't. Stacey wouldn't have been a claims adjuster, a litigation adjuster, because they had to give me the fucking job. Okay? So that's more of a travesty than your generation, because my generation dropped the motherfucking ball 50 years ago. The generation before that, you know, my generation, if the niggas before that dropped that shit, my generation sure the fuck should have said, hey, I wouldn't be here. I'm just like Stacey. Shit, I was born in 64, and my happy ass would not fucking be here if it wasn't for Dr. King and all the people that died and the Panthers that got slaughtered and all that old shit. That's who needs to be ashamed of their fucking self. Anybody in their late 40s through their 50s, we the motherfuckers that need to look at ourselves in the mirror and say, what the fuck is wrong with us? All this shit, all these houses we got, all these cars we done sent our kids to these schools, I don't mean shit, because like Kanye say, when it's all over, you still a nigga. It don't make a
yeah.
difference. As long as one of us is a nigga bitch, or whatever the fuck they choose to call us, it's all of us. And we ignorant, and we stupid, and we dumb if we think we can keep going on like this and it don't affect even us classiest motherfuckers. Michael Jackson dead, Whitney Houston dead. All of those people could have had a life that gave honor to fucking black people. Oprah, wake your fat, stupid ass up and get up and do something besides take care of dogs and cater to white women. You know, what the fuck?
Oprah,
what's real?
Oprah got her slice of the pie. You know, she felt like she, you know, after color purple, she been color white the rest of her life. And, hey, fuck Oprah. I'm sorry. She ain't the Holy Person. She ain't the Virgin Mary. Fuck Oprah. Let her live with it.
Oprah got some movies that portray niggas getting the worst of a nigga. I never watch Oprah shit. Just like I don't watch Tyler Perry shit. Because I can watch that shit being an ignorant nigga right in my own house with my kids like I did when I raised them. I don't need to go pay a nigga money to do it. That's why Chappelle stopped doing that shit. Stop denigrating his own race for the almighty motherfucking dollar. You know we need to wake our asses up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with you, Kendrick, but if any generation of motherfuckers need to wake up and ask God for forgiveness that they let our black people and our black sons and our black daughters go like this, it's my fucking generation. The fancy motherfuckers on the hill.
Let me interject, though, because your generation has had you guys' opportunity, but do you see the ignorant retardation that's trying to be taught and passed on to us? See, my generation, we got a few good things going. We got kids, so we got a little more direction. We ain't on crack like our parents was, so we got a little sense. We ain't strung the fuck out. And then thirdly, we have. We got internet education, but a lot of us just got basic good common sense.
And that's why you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? So look, my young brother, we got 30 seconds. We're going to wrap it up, and I'm going to give you 20 of the 30 and what you want to say.
Hey, like I said, we on the forefront. You check me out, Hendrick Johnson on Facebook. We coming to a theater near you. We're going to make a difference in the city of Los Angeles. Thanks for having
that's
me on,
right.
Ms. Johnson.
That's right, baby. That's what we're going to do, and we ask everybody to join us. Go to the website, aaasm.org, sign up, join us. We love you. Join us again tomorrow, because you know we always got something good to say. Peace.
Peace.